man de gozo chavito de chamro mecharvei. If somebody steals a barrel of wine from his friend, now meikor at the time when he stole it, shav yezuz. The whole barrel was only worth $1. Hashta shav yabo. Later though, the value of prices went up, and now this barrel of wine is worth $4. Now it depends. Tavroi shafia. Let's say the gazlin broke the barrel, destroyed it, or else he drank it up, and now he has to pay back to the owner. How much does he have to pay him back? Mishalim abo. He has to pay back $4 the way it was worth at the time when he drank it or the time when he broke it. Even though usually the klal is kol ha-gazlonim is mishalim kishas ha-gzela, usually when you're a gazlin, you have to pay back how much the chekas was worth at the time when you stole it. And here when you stole it, it was only worth a zuz. So as soon as see here, no, we go both at the time when you broke it or when you drank it. Because breaking it and drinking it is like a new maisa gzela. It's like a maisa mazik that's also like a gzela. It's like you made a second gzela. So you stole it now after it's worth 4 zuz, therefore you have to pay back how much it's worth right before you broke it, right before you drank it. What about itmam mela? Let's say the barrel broke by itself. So again, you stole the barrel, it was only worth $1. Now it's in your shus and the value of the price went up, it's worth $4. And it broke by itself. In such a case, mishalim zuz. All you have to pay back is just $1. That's the klal, kol ha-gazlon and mishalim kishas ha-zela. My time, what's the reason? Kivon di'isahodra. Lamorai, since kol zaman, the barrel would have been around. If it didn't break, you could return it to the owner. So it comes out, b'edmarabina, ha'ishosa the koshasil. This has been the ratio. It's like this. You stole the barrel that's worth $1. Now you broke it. So it's like this. Kol zaman, you didn't break it, the barrel was around. You could have returned it to the owner. So it comes out, there's a mitzvah hashova. So like, still belongs to the owner. Ha'ishosa the koshasile. At the time when you drink it down, or the katovolo, whereas at the time when you go and break the barrel, it's like you're stealing it right now a second time from the owner. See, even though you stole the barrel before when it was worth $1, but now you're doing more than the first gzela. You're breaking it, you're destroying it, or you're drinking it. That's like a new maisa gzela. It's like you're making a second gzela now. You're taking it not only any brishus of the nigzal, but you're making it any shaloi. It's not his at all. So therefore, it's like a new ma'asik zayla now. Therefore, you have to pay how much it's worth right now, the $4. Well, tananim, like we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, kol ha-gazlonim, misham g'shasik zayla. Anytime you steal something, you have to pay back how much it's worth, g'shasik zayla. But if from the mele, let's say the barrel only broke by itself, then mishalim zuz, you only have to pay back $1. My timer, hashtu l'yovid lov l'midi. Listen, right now you didn't do anything to the barrel. You didn't break it, it broke by itself. If so, am I called Mechayv Slay? Why do you want to be Mechayv? Why does he have to pay you? Ahi Shosa the Gozla, at the time when he stole it. So I tell you, Ahi Shosa, at the time when he stole it, Zuz, who to Shavia? It was only worth $1. So therefore, that's a lot of Kolag Azlon and Mishalm and Shafak Zela, you only have to pay back $1. So this is the famous Gemara, famous Yisrael. So if you steal something and then you break it later, when you break it, it's called like a new Maisik Zela. So if the price went up, you'll have to pay him how much it was worth right before you broke it. Tanan says now Mishnah now by Shlichas Yad, whenever a shomer on a chepetz takes the chepetz for himself and uses it for himself, he's called like a gazlin. That's called the Shlichas Yad. So Tanan, Mishnah says that Beisil Lemrim Kishas Hoitzor, that the Shlichas Yad, the shomer has to pay how much it was worth at the time when he took it out. But the Gemara, my Kishas Hoitzor, what do you mean at the time when he took it out? What did he take it out from? Elaine, if you want to tell me Kishas Hoitzor min Oilam. At the time when he used it up, when he really destroyed it, his soul of a mind. What are we talking about? If we're talking about that the value went down, so you stole it, you made a shlichas yad, it was worth $4. Later when you broke it, it was only worth $1. So you want to tell me now, Basila says you only have to pay $1 the way it was worth right before you broke it? No. Miikula mandiyom, is there any mandiyom that says you have to only pay $1? The Yotanan we learned that kola gazlon and misham gashasak zela. Every gazan has to pay back how much it was worth kashas in the first gazela. We only said a chiddush before that if the price goes up later and you break it later, so later it's called like a new ma'is gazela l'chumra, you'll have to pay the $4. But in the case when you first stole it, it was worth $4. And then it went down, prices went down, it was only worth $1. And you broke it then, pshit, you still have to pay the $4 that you mechuyev when you first stole it. Havada v'go l'chumra. So if so, if a shomer was a shalech voyad, a shomer took this barrel of wine and started to use it for his own sake. And at that time, it was worth $4. And then later, when the owner comes and wants it back, he broke it. And at that time, it was only worth $1. So how could Beis Hillel say, you only have to pay the $1 the way it was worth the shas, he broke it. Pshiti still have to pay $4 the way it was worth at the time when you stole it. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, If we're talking about now that the price went up, is so Haina by Shammai. That's the same halacha by Shammai. The by Shammai says when you're Shalech Bayad, you lose out because of the Yeser. Whether it goes down or whether it goes up, you lose out both ways. Which means if the price goes down, you have to pay the higher price the way it was when you first Shalech Bayad. And if the price goes up, you have to pay the higher price. This Beis Hillel means to say that you have to pay the higher price. That's the same thing that by Shammai is saying. VBS, we're talking about paying the higher price. Haina by Shammai, it's the same halacha by Shammai. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. So what is Beis Hillel saying different than Beis Shammai? Ella pshita for sure. The case has to be pshita kishasai tsomi beis barlam. That Beis Hillel says this shomer that was shleich boyad. He has to pay how much it was worth at the time when he took it, when he first took it to use it. When he was moitziv mi beis barlam, that's when he has to pay. Rashi says kishasai gzela, and the machlokes is then of yaisa pligi. To come to Beis Shammai and Hukru. Let's say the prices later go up. So Beis Shammai says, Yuki, you have to pay the higher price later. And Beis Hillel says, no. You only have to pay how much it was worth, B'Shas HaGzela. And B'Shas HaGzela was only worth $1, even though later it's worth $4, and it breaks by itself, you only have to pay back $1. That's Machlekes. And the Pshutik B'Shas HaGzela Beis Barla. So let's say, Rabba Diyoma Ki Beis Shammai. Let's say, Rabba holds like Beis Shammai. Samarius, Lame is so, Rabba Dioma Kebe Shammai. Rabba, the one that says if you break it, when it was worth higher, you have to pay the higher price. So who, that's what Beis Shammai says. The Beis Shammai says you pay how much is worth now when you broke it. And Beis Hillel says, no, you only pay how much was worth, but Shasi stole it, the cheaper price. So it's a cash on Rabba, how could Rabba select Beis Shammai? Or Moloch Rabba enters back and says, no, I'll tell you, be yeser. In a case again, when you were first Shaleich Boyad, when the Shoima first took this barrel of wine, it was only worth $1. Then by his own Rishus, it went up, it was worth now $4. And now the Shoima himself went to break it, to use it. So Rabbi says that the Yeser, if when he broke it, it was worth more, Kuli Yamaloi Pligi, everybody agrees that the Shoima has to pay how much the higher price, the way it was worth at the time when he broke it. That's like Rabbi, that since you broke it, it's like a new Mais to Geneva, and Gzela, and you have to pay how much it was worth then. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Bechosar, in a case where the value goes down, became worth less. Beis Shammai savri shlichus yad and tzricha chesaron. Beis Shammai says, when you're a shlech b'yad, you don't have to make a chesaron. You don't have to have any loss in the object. Therefore, so as soon as you're shlech b'yad, you become like a gazlin. It's like in your rishus. If so, you have to pay back the owner the way it was worth. Beshas hakzela, even though later it gets worth less, we say a slora b'chichosar when it got worth less. Rishus to be bechosar, it got worth less in your rishus. Since you are Shalech Bayad, the Shoima took it to use it for himself, even though he didn't make any chosar, nothing losing in the object, still you become a Shalech Bayad, like a Gazla right away. So therefore, the guest's worth less, you have to pay how much it was worth, Beshas HaGzela. Well, Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel says no. Shlichus Yad, Tzricha Chesaron. That if a Shoima takes the barrel and uses it for his own sake, he's not a Gazlan yet. Only if he used it and he made a chosar, he ruined it, he made it less. That's who is called a Gazlan. But if he just took it, he didn't make any chesaron, he's not a gazlan yet. If so, it still belongs to the owner. Therefore, v'chi chosar, when the object went down the price, v'shusa demara chosar, it was the owners that went down the price. So even though the shayma later will have to pay for it, he'll only have to pay the cheaper price, not how much it was worth, v'shasa gzela. Tamar says, if so, elohod yom arobah, that's what Rabbah said, shlichas yad, ein etzricha chesaron, like we had the Gemara before, that when a shayma is a shleich v'yad, he takes the object and uses it for himself, he doesn't have to ruin it. Even if he doesn't ruin it, still he's called a gazlin. That's what Rava said. So for the Gemara, Lema Rava the Yomik of Beis Shammai. Like this, it comes out. Rava saying like Beis Shammai. That says you don't need a chesaron. But we're saying according to Beis Hillel, you do need a chesaron. So it's a kash and Rava. Ela rather hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskinon. Who going shetiltala lohovi ale goizolois. That the Shoyme took this barrel to use it like a ladder, to be able to step on top of it to take down his birds from his roof. And the question now is, they took it without permission. He was a shoyel. He didn't take it to use it really, to be a shleich bayad. He took it just to be a shoyel. So the question is, by a shoyel shloimi das, is he called a gazlan or not? Says Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai holds, shoyel shloimi das, if you take it, just you want to borrow the onus. You take it without his permission. Gazlan have you, called a gazlan. Therefore, the chichoser, when the value goes down, preshusa di dechoser, it gets worth less in your rishus than the gazlan's rishus. Therefore, you have to pay back the owner how much it was worth, b'shas hagzela, the higher price. Ubefilu savri no. Shoyu shaloi midas, shoyl heavy. That if you take it without permission, you're only like a shoyl mishol. You're not like a gazlin. Because you're only taking it, I'm going to ask you to give it right back. You're not stealing it. You're not called a gazlin. It is sold the chosar. When it got worth less now, preshusa demara chosar, it still belongs to the owner. I'm only borrowing his. I'm not stealing it. So you're not called a gazlin yet. Therefore, it went down value in the owner's ashus. So you only have to pay him back how much it was worth. And now, if it breaks later, you don't have to pay him how much it was worth right now. The moral, if so, el hodiyam rov, that the rov said, shul shloim edas the rabbon and gazlin heavy. El solema rov the yom kebe shamai. Rov also said this halacha, the shul shloim edas is always called a gazlin. So who was saying that, so nachogis beshamai besilu. So it's not right that rov should say like beshamai. El rado hocho bishvach shol gzelo kemiflegi. Here's a new machlekes. Havad, as soon as you're shlech b'yad, you became a gazlin right away. If you need a chosar, we're talking about here now, the shoyma made a chosar. The kid said the shoyma became a gazlin on it. The shoyma made a shlichas yad with a chosarin, and therefore it's in the shoyma's reshus now. But the shailer is, where was this a shvach? This animal now became better. So the question is, who keeps the shvach? Be'sham, my savri, shvach, gazel the nigzal. Even though the animal, now let's say, grows here, and has wool on it, or it gives birth, the shvach belongs to the nigzal. Even though you're a gazlan on it, you don't have a right to keep it. The shvach, the gain that comes upon the animal, goes back to the nigzal. Or they still savri no, shvach gazela the gazlan. Any shvach that grows onto a gazela belongs to the gazlan. You have a kinyan on it right now, you have a right to keep it. Or the plukta dani tenoy, this is an achlokes tenoyim. The tanya we learn. Hagoizel es rochel. If you steal a shishi, gozazo, and then you shear it off, you take off the wool. Yeah. Yeah, and you take off the wool, the yoga, and then it gives birth also. Selachar is mishalei moisav yes gizaseh v'yes lo adaseh v'rimeya. The gazlan has to return everything. He has to give back all the shvach. He has to give back the kid, the wool, and the animal what he stole. He has to give back all the shvach. That's like Beishamai. Rabbi Yehudu Raimano gzeilo chazeres biena. You only have to return what you stole. You stole the rochel, return it. That's all. The shvach that grew later belongs to the gazlan. There's a kinyan gzela, any shvach that comes upon later, you have a right to keep it. And Dekanani, I bring you proof also. Dekanani says, now Mishnah, Beshama Yermim, Yoke Bechosro the Yeser. Or Beisil Lermim, Keshas Haitso, you only pay how much was worth, Beshas the gzela. So Rashi says, Dekanani, that the gizois of Lodis Pligi. Malhoika says, the wool that grows, or the kids that it has. Dekanani, Loshin Choser, the Yeser. It says, less and more. But like Dekanani, Loshin Zulvia, it doesn't say that the price went down and went up. Mashma talking about is more because it multiplied. Like the Nekeva that you stole then gave birth. That's the Machlekes. The Beishamai says you have to return that also. And Basilo says no, you only have to pay it the way it was. Beshas, you stole it. The way you stole it, it wasn't pregnant. It didn't have a kid yet. So later when it has a kid, your potter, you have a right to keep it. That's called the Kinyan Gzela. He has a right to keep the Shvach of the Gzela. That's the Machlekes now Mishnah. Nothing to do with Shosh Lemidas, Slashlich Tatsir Chesorin, and no Machlek is Shvach Gezela, who keeps the Shvach Gezela. Then our Mishnah says, Kibu Rai Mekashas Atfiyah. They go after the time when they're in Bezdin, when the owner is asking back for the Pekodin. Omer Rav Yudah Mashemuel, Halacha Rav Kibu, Pasma Rav Kiva. But Omoidu Rav Kibu, Rav Kiva agrees, the Mokim Shiesh Eidim. That if there are Eidim there, then it's different. Rashi says, Kam Ohis Shava B'yem Shigazla. If there are Eidim, how much was worth at the time when he stole it, and they stole the Gezela, then he has to pay Kashas Gezela. Even though later Bishas Bezna went down in price, so here Rabbi Kiva agrees the after pay the price was worth Bishas Gzela. My time, what's the reason? The Yom Kippur, the Pesach says, "Vasher hu loy yitnenu b'yom Hashmosai." You have to pay back at the day of the Hashanah when we caught you of the sin that you did. Now the Kiva, the Ikeidim, if there are Eidim that you stole it, mehi shosa hu diyachayv li Hashanah. At that time when you stole it, since there are Eidim there, we know not to Eidim. That's called the Zman of the Hashanah. You have to pay then how much it was worth b'shas of the gzela. But we don't have Eidim. Then when do we first know of the Hashama? When we catch you in Bezdin. So then you only have to pay how much it was worth now. B'shas is worth when you go to Bezdin. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yishu, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Atu HaMekin. You're saying like Rabbi Atu HaMekin. Did you really say like this? Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Chola Koy Rabbi Kiva. That no, Rabbi Kiva argued. Afilu B'vokim Shesh Eidim. He argued and said, no, not like you're saying. That Rabbi Kiva holds his shita even though they're Eidim, how it was when he stole it. My time, what's the reason? The Yom Kippur, the Pesach says, "Vasher hu lo yitnenu b'yom Hashmosai." You have to pay back to the person how much it's worth at the day when you did your sin. Now, uveidino hu dukom mechayv li Hashama. It means to say, like when Bezdin is mechayv you, that's called the Hashama. That's the day you have to pay back. Rashi says, like You have to pay back how much it was worth that day when Bezdin was mechayiv you. As b'yom hashmosim means when Bezdin puts the chiyuv upon you. That's the day of Bezdin. Even though we have aid in how much it was worth before b'shash you stole it, we don't go after the zman hagzela, we go after the shas when Bezdin is mechayiv you to pay. That's the pasuk of Yitnan Eloi b'yom hashmosim. Omalei Reb Zeir Reb Abba Papa Ki Ozos Losim, when you go there, Teretz Yisrael, Akif Asuma, like go around, or go around your route a little bit, the Tzur, to go around to the city of Tzur, the oil the Gabbard of Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, and go to Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Uboivne, and ask him this question. Ishmina le Rabbi Yechon, aloch Rabbi Kiva, yon aloch Rabbi Kiva. Ask him, have you heard over what Rabbi Yechon said? Do we pass in here like Rabbi Kiva or not? Omalei, if he said that, Kochi Yam Rabbi Yechon said, aloch Rabbi Kiva, we take a pass like Rabbi Kiva. Liyarlam always. The more mildly, what do you mean always? Om Ravashi, Shloi Toyma, don't say, Han, me lehechad lakadim. Like we want to say before, when does Rabbi Kiva say you go bossa b'yoy mashmosa v'bezdin when there are no edim? Havel hechad, he gave them. What if there were edim there that know the shasak zela? Loi, then Rabbi Kiva agrees you pay b'shasak zela. How much was worth then? And not how much is worth now b'shas bezdin? No, it's not true. And v'inami da hadri l'duch, even is brought down to its original place. V'yitper, and it broke. Still, you always go bossa b'shas bezdin. That's his chiddush. If the Shema put it back to the original place after he used it for himself, then Vinishbra Vinas Dar Benoinis, after Zulach Kabakiva, the Yom Liel, Kabigonav Slem and Eder, Sarach Das Bailam. Like Loyalam means even a second halacha, like we had before. And Kabakiva says, when the Shema just puts it down, that's not called a good hashava. It's only called a good hashava if you notify the owner that you stole it and now you're returning it. So it only means we pass the Kabakiva even in that case. Yeah. Like I said, that's not like a Bishmel, the Yom, the Bishmel said before, Leibin and Das Bailim. You have right to return it even though you did not notify the Bailim. Kamashmla no, the Bin and Das Bailim. That's why he said, we pass on Gabi Lakibul Eilim. But Rabbi says, Halacha Gabi, no, it's not true. We don't pass on Gabi Kiva, we pass on like Beis Hillel. That the Shalabai, we always pay. Alright, turn over. And we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, but we pass on like Beis Hillel, that we always say a gazan has to pay b'shas hagzela, and if the shvach, if the after the gazan takes it, then it becomes crazy and it gives birth, or then it gets more wool, the shvach gazela belongs to the nigzal. And we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, like Beis Hillel, not like Rabbi Kiva. Now the Mishnah says, ha choshe l'shlech yad b'kodim, if a shaymet just thinks in his mind that he has planning to use the b'kodim for his own sake, Beshama said with machshav alone, you call the gazlin, you're shleich b'yad, and you're going to have to pay for it. You chayiv an anointing right away. Or Beisilah Mitzilah says no, ain a chayiv at shlishlech b'yad. Even though you're thinking about taking it for your own sake, you're not chayiv until you actually use it. Shenema the pasuk says im lo sholach yad demleches riyayu. If you do not use it demleches riyayu mashma, you have to use it. Hita esachobis. Let's say the shomer tilts the barrel, the notle men revius, and he only takes out just the revius. He doesn't take all the wine out. He only takes the revius wine for himself. Then the nishpura, the barrel breaks, and the mishal and the revius. He only has to pay the revius. That's all that he took. He's not a gazan on the whole thing. He's only chay for the revius, and he's only a shlichas yad on what he took. Like Rashi says, and the mishal and the revius, the shlichas yad ainu mischayi biyomtzi not sheyimshach.